No!
No! No!
What?
Because I was married for 2 fucking years!
You're a cunt, Ryan.
Fuck you, Carmen.
You're a cunt, Ryan.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
Fuck you, Carmen.
You're a cunt, Ryan.
No, sir, I don't like it.
Okay, so this is our second attempt at trying this, and I started the first attempt by saying I couldn't be more mad at my co-host, and now I'm even more mad at my co-host, because...
Brian's always mad at me.
You guys don't understand how annoying Carmen Morales, comedian Carmen, is, the funny Carmen. It's funny how mad I am right now.
Why are you mad?
You know, because we were like 7 minutes into recording, and then all of a sudden...
It was like 4 minutes.
And you all of a sudden realized it didn't sound good.
You heard it too. You agreed
until
with
I
me.
Switched headphones. And once I switched headphones, I realized it sounded bad. But you had those same fucking headphones in for the entire 4 minutes. And it took you 4 minutes to realize it didn't sound good.
This is not good listening. Hi, guys. Welcome to episode 66.
A little window behind the veil.
Episode 66 of No Sir, I Don't Like It.
More like 666 because you're the devil.
I am. I'm the devil. You know, I thought about that the other day. What if I am? Like, what if I'm the devil and I just don't know it? You ever think about that?
Oh, my God. You sound like you're on cocaine right now. Carmen had coffee and it makes her intolerable.
It is. I'm going to try to chill my heart down. And so then you guys can...
I don't know how an adult... Like, here's the thing.
I never drank coffee. Like, I drank coffee for maybe like 2 years.
Can I finish my thought and then you can answer? Here's the thing. I don't understand how a woman of your age, mm-hmm. who's been on the road as long as you have, mm-hmm. could have coffee could even affect you, because I'm so tired. I'm a little bit older than you, but I'm so goddamn run down and tired that putting a little coffee into my system, even if I don't drink it for 2 years, if I had a coffee, it wouldn't do anything to me because I'm just that tired.
I don't, but I know that's
How
the thing
are you
is
not
I,
tired?
I never, I, you probably drank it for years. I don't have I drank it as a treat. Ooh, I'll have a little coffee after a meal. Yeah. Like it's, I didn't drink it like it was the same thing with like soda. Like I drink iced tea. That's the other thing I don't get. It's just coffee. I can drink iced tea all day and this doesn't happen. It's the second. I didn't even finish my coffee. I had half of one,
I'm
and it's diluted
it
with milk and fucking horchata,
horchata,
whatever the fuck,
horchata.
Put a bunch of shit in it, and I still get crazy. I don't know why. I don't know why.
I'm just jealous. That's half of my anger. There's nothing that makes me feel this hyper anymore.
You never did.
No, that doesn't do it either. No, what would make me this hyper right now is if the NFL was like, surprise, we're starting the season early, starting with the Green Bay Packers right now. And then I would do a backflip and pace around. That's the only thing I have left. And they keep trying to ruin it with all this national anthem rules, mm-hmm. and all the beating of the girlfriends and the CTE and all that. It's hard to be an NFL fan, but it's my favorite thing. Yeah. It's my favorite thing. And it's just, I hate all of that. Like, I hear something I don't like. I don't like how hard it is to be an NFL fan in 2018.
Yeah, because it's from both sides. Like, both sides.
There's no redeemable side.
Yeah, no, none of them.
They're destroying these young men's brains. And 98% of the NFL... those people would die in poverty if they didn't make it to the NFL. So it's either you're gonna die with a rotten brain that makes you angry and forgetful, or you're gonna die in the hood, broken, penniless.
Yeah,
these are your options, son.
That's all you got.
Yeah, what? No, we're not recording.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You just shook your head no, like we're not recording. I almost flipped out. I'm on edge right now, folks. I don't know why.
Your jealousy, is it that mad? Is it making you bubble over?
Jealousy?
Yeah, of me being this.
No. Something else is feeding into this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's some, I don't know, some untapped, or I don't know where this hostility is coming from.
Unbridled rage.
I don't know. I just pictured myself being on stage right now in this state and somebody talking. And just how bad that would be. That would be a career ruining. It'd be a Brian Holtzman moment.
Guys, I saw a video of Brian. it was when we had to do a clean set and this guy heckled. And I never seen somebody look at it. He looked at this guy. He looked at this guy in the audience the way girlfriends look at the guys that are, act like cunts, like guys that are act like a real dick in public. That you cut with them eyes. It was so funny.
You know what?
You can totally tell you were surrounded by women when you were raised. you totally gave him the no. Stop it.
That's the comfort on stage I've reached now, where I'm surrounded by 250 people almost in the round. That stage goes so far behind you, it's mm-hmm. almost in the round. And I still took a good 7 seconds of silence to just stare at a guy with the death stare. And half of that, you know what's funny is
he wasn't even like trying to be a dick. He was just like, I didn't know that.
No. It was the reason why I went straight at him was because he had talked during the opening guy's
set.
And
then you did that too. You did that, the classic
teacher.
Yeah. This is the third time you've spoken up.
Yeah. Just so you
know. I do this for a living.
Yeah. Being a preschool teacher helps you with crowd work. Actually, that's what saved me from being dirty. Was I just went into preschool teacher mode,
mm-hmm.
where like when it, and because Preacher Lawson's crowd isn't a comedy crowd, they don't go to comedy clubs, they don't know how to behave. It's not their fault.
Yeah, I'm glad they're new to it.
Yeah, they're new mm-hmm. there. I'm glad they're there.
Just thanks for Preacher to bringing new people to the art form. Too.
Yeah, for sure. But they need to learn.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's why I tried every possible angle. Like one angle was I actually did engage with a guy and shut him down in mm-hmm. a clean way. Another time was the one you saw where I just stared at him and taught him like a teacher. Another time was I was like, listen, y'all.
That would have been a fun segue for you to go into. I used to be a preschool teacher.
Yeah. One time I told a guy, I said he spoke out and he was being real obnoxious. It was like I was like 15 minutes in and he had just kept speaking. And so I said to him, I go, hey, just so you know, Preacher's a good friend of mine. You know, I've met his mom. All right. So he wouldn't care if I just ruined this whole show. I was like, we're actual friends. We're not entertainment industry friends. Mm-hmm. I have his phone number. I've hugged his mom. I know his brother. I know his other brother. I know both of his brothers. And I was like, I will burn this room down and he will forgive me. So it's up to you, buddy. What do you want to do? You want the show to continue? You want to see the reason you're here? Or do you want it to end here? And people were almost got a standing ovation for that. Preacher loved that. And then another time I totally put it on Preacher where I was like, hey guys, I'm a nice guy. Preacher, he's got a beautiful smile, but he's got a black heart. He's a mean man. And if you talk out, he will destroy your soul.
Yeah.
You understand? So learn with me so you can enjoy him. I took every angle.
Every single thing except physically assaulting. Yeah, I
know. But believe me, that was playing in my head. I was imagining just beating his head like a drum with the microphone, just like a Native American, boom, 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 just right on his skull. Ugh. But anyway, exciting news.
Guess what, guys? We have
here at No Sir Productions.
We have our first official sponsor.
Da, 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 ba, 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 ba.
So for the next year, stoked. You guys are gonna, you better be ready because we're gonna be talking about butts, and we're gonna be talking about stuff that comes out of butts and how the butts get clean, because we got we got bidets, baby.
We are sponsored by Brondell, and this is kind of just a little warning shot because they don't want us to start really pushing them until we have some experiences.
And they just came in today, so we're
the Brondell Swash 1400.
Yeah, baby!
We've got hooked up with the fanciest bidet you'll ever see.
Guys, this cleans your butt with a remote control. Like, there's a remote control, guys. I didn't even know that was possible.
I now shit like a goddamn king. I don't think... You know what's funny? I don't need to succeed in comedy. My life is already crazy weird, and
yeah.
I do stuff that successful people do all the time.
Yeah,
but
you're living that the comedians are poor people that get to do rich people shit. We're gonna have our asses clean as rich people asses.
Yeah, my ass is gonna be as clean as Jeff Probst from Survivor. That's how clean my ass is gonna be.
We're really excited about it. So there's gonna be more to come. We're gonna tell you about it, but they just arrived, so we got to get them installed, and
they're
then we're
still
gonna
in
use
the boxes.
Them. And then you guys are gonna hear all about them. So be prepared.
I cannot wait. And also, putting one in my house is like putting one in a public bathroom.
Yeah, because you have like 9 people using it.
There's going to be so many clean assholes because of Brondell.
I want you to tell me, I think this is another thing that we could bring up, but I think you should tell me how the quality of life of everyone in the household improves once they have a sparkling butt.
I know, it's true. And another, you know what else is funny is that it has 2 settings. So that'd be a great thing to be like, hey, girl, you can get your own setting on this Brondell.
I got a program just for you.
I'll put it in the dry erase board. Nobody touch setting number 2. That's for my girl. That's for my girl's asshole.
They actually have a thing for the front, too, which I didn't even know was a thing. I guess you can clean the front as well.
Yeah, a little vagina wash.
Wow, that's got to be awesome.
Clean the back of my balls.
Oh, yeah, that's got to feel real nice.
Yeah, people talk about behind your ears.
Talking about behind your balls, you know what I mean?
Actually, no, that's not true. Every guy washes his dick and balls too much when he gets in the shower.
Because it feels amazing.
No, it doesn't. It's just like the only thing you realize is there. It doesn't feel that good to wash your balls. It's not like you would hear. Listen, you'd have been doing comedy for a long time. You'd hear a lot more bits about how good it feels to wash your balls if it felt good.
It feels good washing lady parts.
Really? I've never been.
I mean,
like,
I mean, it's soap. You can't masturbate with soap, but it feels good. I mean, because that would hurt. You get soap all up in there.
You got to get Dr. Bronner's.
What's that?
It's the most natural soap on earth.
So you just got leave. Is that hemp stuff? I've used that.
They have
before.
A hemp one, but they have all kinds. You don't want to use peppermint.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They have peppermint. Don't do that. Peppermint pussy. That sounds like some stupid new punk all-girl band.
Peppermint pussy.
Yeah. Ugh. Anyway, so we're very excited about clean assholes. Carmen can't drink coffee. Now we're up to date.
Thanks. Hi, guys.
I'm a tired old man. Caffeine doesn't do anything to me. Aaron Rodgers is my cocaine.
Oh, poor baby.
Oh, by the way, I'm going to be in Madison, Wisconsin next week, and I cannot wait to check out the thrift stores and get some old Packers merchandise.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be stoked. Really cool. They probably got some old shit.
I want to find like an old puffy starter jacket that zips only halfway down and has the big across the belly pouch pocket.
Oh, yeah. The silky ones with the lines on the.
The like cuffs. Quilted. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I hope I get an old Packers starter. I wanted one so bad when I was a kid. There's so many things that I didn't get when I was a kid because they were. My parents are smart. Like, I don't know if they could afford it or not at that time. I don't really understand where we were at financially when I was like in fifth grade. But like, also, I wanted tearaway Adidas pants, but those were like $80. Get out of here. You don't need those.
I wanted those pants too because the people used to wear them at my school would wear them, and then they would take the bottom buttons off so you could see how cool their shoes were. And I was like, man, I want people to see how cool my I didn't have cool shoes, but I like the idea. I like the idea to have like a window, like a Macy's window where you could see the display.
My mom worked at Burlington Coat Factory for a little while, and I was hoping that would translate into a Packers starter jacket, but it didn't. But that's fine. You know what? That's fine. It's fucking fine.
Is it?
It's fine. That's fine, Mom. It's fine.
Oh, a little grumpalotopus.
Speaking of when I was a kid, here's something that bothered me that I heard my whole life.
What?
And I feel like probably most comedians have heard this because most comedians are kind of smart. You know, we're not like super smart. Mm-hmm. We're just kind of smart. And
we're like smart enough to get by.
Here's the deal. I was told so many times growing up that I was not reaching my potential. My potential was not being reached. Brian shows a lot of potential, but he seems more interested in talking. Brian shows a lot of potential, but he seems to be disinterested in homework. Brian shows a lot of potential, but he seems to rather sleep.
At what age do you think you stop having potential? Is it like 40?
No, or way earlier than that.
Is it?
No. I had a lot of potential.
I'm just holding out because I've been told I have a lot of potential too. You know, I get tired of everybody telling me that I'm just going to make it. I'm so tired of people telling me that. Oh, you're going to make it, dude. You're going to be fine. When you get your own show, blah, blah, blah. When this happens, it's like, that's not happening. It's not happening. So also, could you stop saying it? It's happening.
I think you're in a sweet spot right now anyway. I think that even if you got success right now, I don't think you'd be... I don't think emotionally it can get any better than, I mean, you got a great living situation. Mm-hmm. You can work whenever you want on the road. You could go out every weekend of the month if you wanted to. I don't know. But like, you're a working comedian, but you don't have any pressure. You can say whatever you want still.
That's nice. I like that.
I think you're in a good spot.
I know, but I'm still poor.
Yeah, who cares? Being rich is stupid. Have you ever met a rich person and been like, they're cool?
I just like to be able to, like, I don't know. I guess I'd like to be able to travel. Because I can't travel as much as I want. And I also don't make, like, I don't know how long this living situation is going to last. You know, I'd still like to not worry about rent, but make rent. Do you know what I mean?
I understand. But, I mean,
it's, I'm not complaining. That's no, the other thing too, not. Is I like where I'm at, and it's nice, but that's also bad because if you like where you're at, then you don't try really hard to get more.
I know, but
the fear of the comfortable thing, that plateau that is, everybody is like, scared about.
As long as the reason why you're driving is for creative reasons, but like, I don't like the idea of you need to want more material stuff. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the thing is I don't. That's and I've
you should
told
be driven to get more material on for stage, mm-hmm. not material possessions.
Right.
And that.
Well, that's the other thing too. Is anything I ever want? It really isn't material. It's always been to take care of people. You know, like my parents want to get a house in the Keys, so my dad calls me on a regular basis asking me if he can buy a house in the Keys yet. I'd like to take care of my parents. That'd be nice. If I've always been this way. I've bought cars for two of my friends, two of my road guy friends. Like, it's just, I want everybody to be able, it's the
you
whole,
bought
it's,
cars for
I did
people?
When they were road guys and they didn't have any money because it was like living on the road paycheck to paycheck and their cars were constantly shitting out. So they were like not being able to make money. So it was like, I had some money saved up at the time. So I was just like, well, I'll just buy you a car and you slowly pay me back whenever you can.
Did they ever pay you back?
It took him like one of them. It took him like 5 years, but he paid me back because I gave him like $2,000 or $3,000.
Wow!
And then another one, I paid a dude $500 for his car, and then my buddy drove it into the ground.
Nice.
But it's the whole thing. Like when people talk about like you think global but act local. Like I always take care of everybody around me. It's not like a thing. It's not like a look what I did. It's not anything like that. It's just like the people that I care, they're my family, they're my community, they're the people that I take care of. So it's like, I don't know. That's the only time I've ever really wanted money is like, me and my friends want to make a movie. I want money so me and my friends can make a movie.
Right. I've lost, like in the last week or two, I've gotten back in touch with my disgust with wealth.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because, like with Comedian Cinema Club, the show that we do like has been taking off. So we've been meeting with people like LA douchebags and we've been doing shows in Hollywood once a week. And I find myself in conversation. And also I've been working on a project with a guy who's really wealthy. And it's just like I've been talking to some rich people lately. And
they're all annoying.
They all suck. Every single one of them sucks. I don't know if I've ever met a person with more than $1 million that I don't hate.
Do you think it's... that's not true. I live with one. Do you think it's because...
oh, yeah. Big fan.
But that's what I'm saying. Do you think it's because they came from money? Because that's my theory. My theory is if you come from money, you're insufferable. Or if you make your own money, then you can still maintain a good personality.
I asked that about one of the people I'm dealing with right now, one of the millionaires I'm dealing with. Mm-hmm. I asked that, and a friend of mine told me he's a self-made man.
Really?
Yeah, he made himself and he's just such a douchebag.
Right.
I don't know if he's listening. I'm not even, I haven't said anything to give away who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if, I mean, maybe it's being an LA millionaire, but like, I just, every time I meet a guy with like a haircut, I'm just like, oh, you fucking suck.
Mm-hmm.
You stink. The only people who are worse than those people are the people who are the fake it till they make it motherfuckers who like they look like they opened for D'Elia. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like they dress like fancy. They wear those stupid cinched up sweatpants at the bottom and then the long shirt
thing.
And they have the big Morrissey haircut or whatever. And it's just like, they're like, you know, you got to dress for the job you want. And the job you want is to be a fucking L.A. douchebag.
Yeah.
With like an infinity pool that has a window in the bottom that you can look into your basement or whatever.
Or the guys in the can look up the chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's gross. That's disgusting. But I don't know. The whole potential thing is just really strange, just because it's just people hoping for you. It doesn't really mean anything.
Well, I wonder, do I have potential, or am I just smart enough where you think I'm not, like, I'm tricking you?
I worry about that all the time.
I don't worry about it. I think that's great. I would love to be, because I feel dumb.
Right.
I'm pretty sure I'm dumb, because when I read, a chapter of a book, it feels like I just lifted weights with my brain.
Right.
I can feel my brain's like, damn, that was a fucking workout. Yeah. Reading those couple of chapters. I don't think smart people feel that way.
Right. No, they read for fun. Yeah, they think that's fun. It's not fun to me.
I enjoy reading. I can feel myself read. Mm-hmm. And I just think that a lot of the teachers, I think a lot of because I fit his personality type where it's like, oh, he's acting out because he's bored, because he's not being challenged, was what a lot of people said.
That happened to me in school all the time.
But, when it came to math and chemistry, I was legitimately challenged. I didn't understand any of it. Mm-hmm. That's probably why I was acting out, was because I was too dumb.
Right.
They think I'm bored, but really, I just didn't understand it. Mm-hmm. I just can't
see. My whole thing it was a lot of that, but then it was a lot of bullshit. I was just really good at bullshitting, and then I still feel like my entire career is bullshit. I feel it's just me. People like my personality, and then they want good thing, and then that's it. But it's
I'll tell you how bullshit. Knowing a little bit about everything, mm-hmm. and then you let other people fill in the blanks so you can play along.
Yeah,
I was just
that's almost every conversation I've ever had.
I was just on Ryan Singer's podcast. Who was on this podcast? Ryan Singer.
Should listen to it. It's a fun episode.
It's called Me and Paranormal You. Mm-hmm. And I love Ryan so much. By
he's
the way,
he's great.
And not in an LA. I love him. Meaning I've never talked to him once.
Yeah, no. Ryan is genuinely a good dude. Yeah.
I hug him and I don't shiver when I hug him. He's a good dude. So he's talking about how he gave me a couple context clues, and I lived in the Bay Area, so I know a lot about woo-woo shit. Mm-hmm. And so he says, I'm going up to Mount Shasta on a trip, and I said to...
Is that where they make the soda?
Probably. Mm. I don't know. But I said, are you going to look for Lemurians? And Lemurians are little creatures who live inside the mountain, they say, mythological creatures that live inside the mountain of Mount Shasta in mm-hmm. Northern California. And also, they've been known to pop their heads up Golden Gate Park in San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
That's the extent of my knowledge of Lemurians. I don't know anything else about them.
So you know these key words, and then they start going on.
Yeah, so he says, I'm going to Shasta, and I say, to hunt for Lemurians. And he goes, how do you know about Lemurians? Blah, 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 blah. And all of a sudden, I got enough information to participate in the conversation. Even though I'm going on a road trip with him
right.
in 2 months to go look for Lemurians because I know about it.
Yeah.
But I don't. But hell, I'll take a vacation to Shasta. Yeah. It's beautiful up there.
All you have to do is smile and nod and be like, oh, yeah, totally. And then people are like, oh, yeah. And then they get excited. And I'm a fraud, bro. Yeah. I'm a fraud.
I don't know anything about Lemurians. I think they're fucking stupid. Honestly, the little bit I do know about it, I think it's stupid that he wants to look into it. But sure, I'll go to Shasta and I'll even spend 4 hours a day pretending I give a shit about Lemurians just so I can breathe that nice mountain air.
That'd be nice.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's bullshit. I'm bullshitting. 100% bullshitting. But now I'm going on a vacation with a guy I like. A guy I like. I'm going on a vacation with a guy I like. Guy I like. I love it. Fuck Ryan Singer. Sorry.
You have been hanging out with rich people.
I know.
That sounded insufferable.
I hate rich people. But yeah, so I don't think I'm... I don't think that I'm not reaching potential. I actually think I'm overachieving.
Mm-hmm.
And
wait, what do you mean?
I think that the fact that somebody could look at me and think I have potential is me overachieving. Because if they really knew me, if the teacher took a second to see me, they'd be like, he's maxing out. This guy's in fifth gear right now. Yeah. He's barely hanging on.
He's constantly redlining. That's why he's not paying attention.
Yeah. He's barreling down a hill with no brakes on. He's at maximum speed.
High speed, low drag.
Yeah, exactly. Me just not being in the retard classes is me getting a Nobel Peace Prize. It's like, I'm a genius. I'm a genius, the fact that I faked this. But I also, like, on the other side of that coin is that, as that's me in school. As an adult, there have been many situations where I've tried to underachieve for certain purposes, and there's always people doing less than me, and I can't underachieve well enough to achieve my goals.
What do you mean?
Give you a couple. Two examples loaded.
Okay.
And ready to go.
What?
Conveniently.
No, that's nice. It's almost like you prepared.
It's almost like I prepared.
Look at you overachieving.
See what I mean? Even on this podcast, there's somebody achieving less than me.
That's me.
You may have noticed, whenever we do Just Us episodes, it's always my list of things that have been bothering me. And Carmen just goes off of that.
I contribute.
You contribute to everything.
Yeah.
But you don't make the lists.
I don't, because I'm not an idea man. I'm the doer. So it's like, you give me a spark, I'll run with it. But I don't get a lot of sparks. That's why I'm not good on Twitter. I don't think I think enough thoughts. That's the other reason.
I'm not dumb.
I'm not smart. People think I'm smart, and I'm not smart.
Well, just so you know, I don't think you're smart.
Thank you, buddy.
No, you're welcome.
I appreciate it. It's like you really get me.
Mm-hmm. Fucking moron. I'm always trying to underachieve, though.
Give me your two examples you prepared.
Ugh, I actually have three.
Even better.
Ooh, I stink. Okay, I'll give you a current one. I'm going to try to go in order of interesting. This one's less interesting, but more current. At my job right now, mm-hmm. I try really hard to just go middle of the road so that I don't want them to rely on me, because whenever you become the person they rely on, you get all the shittiest work and you don't make more money.
You get the
for
most
it.
Work, yeah. And it's like being an assistant manager. It sucks. But you have all the responsibility, none of the perks of being a manager, and you don't get paid much more. Mm-mm.
I can't underachieve enough. And I know that one of my coworkers listens to this, Andrew. And somehow you do a worse job than me, or at least it appears like you do. Mm-hmm. You might be doing a better job than I'm open to you being better at this job than me, Andrew. But for some reason, all of my coworkers, because my boss has told me explicitly, can you train this new employee because you're my most reliable driver?
Wow.
How on earth I'm the most reliable driver, I don't get.
Especially because the audience knows all the things that you've done behind the scenes at that job.
and also, I think it's because I can bullshit with the office ladies. Mm-hmm. You know, so I talk to
again,
them.
Again, it's a likability. Just gets you to fuck. People just think you're better if they like you.
And I'm just not. I'll give you an example. We have to drop off dry cleaning in Hollywood, and mm-hmm. I work in downtown, so it's a little bit of a drive. So we all stretch that out and put extracurricular activities in the middle of
for
it.
For sure.
But so I one time was on my way to work. On my way to drop off dry cleaning. I stopped off at a grocery store, got a chicken breast and a nice German beer. And then I drank that beer and I ate that chicken like a Ludacris album.
Yeah.
And then I took a brief nap. I took a nice little nap. I didn't set an alarm. I said, whatever happens, if I get fired, that's fine. I'm just going to nap and see how long I sleep.
Yeah.
Slept for about 15, 20 minutes. It was nice.
A little cat nap.
And then I got the dry cleaning and I brought it back and I walked up the stairs and my boss goes, wow, that was fast. What are you guys doing?
We're fucking off isn't even bad enough to be considered fucking off.
How long is it taking you guys to do this?
I was watching an old lady, right? And all she talks about is I'm the best person, because it's like a few other chicks that caretaker as well. And I just do like the weekends. And she's constantly telling me how I'm the best one and the most efficient. I do that job high. I take a nap there. Uh-huh. I go upstairs and I play on my phone. Like, I am not doing my job.
What are other people doing?
Oh, I don't know.
What are they not doing?
One time I said I was going to go to the grocery store for her. I went and had an hour long lunch with Jackie and Maria, had the time of my life, and then went and got groceries for myself, and then went and got groceries for her, and she still thought that was fast. You know what I mean? Like, what
I do.
The
I know
fuck?
Exactly what you mean.
I don't understand.
I would love to know what everybody else is doing. By the way, also happy birthday to Andrew Peterson.
Oh, happy birthday, Andrew. Yeah,
we love you. Aww, we please do. Show me the ways of your fucking office. I don't know how you do it, sweaty hands.
I'm like, I've done everything except short of rob this old lady, and she still thinks I'm the best one.
I haven't even.
I know.
What the hell? I'll give you a better example, dude.
Okay.
I was trying.
Number two. It's number two.
I just thought of another example off the top of my head out of nowhere.
Yeah. Look at you.
Hold on. Let me read what I wrote. No, I'm just kidding. No, I was, when I was in the Army, I was trying to get kicked out. I'm sure we've talked about that. I don't know if we have or haven't. But one of the ways I was trying to get kicked out, which, by the way, most white trash sentence I've ever said in my life is this. I was trying to get kicked out of the Army, so I went AWOL to see Iron Maiden at Ozfest in Ohio. That is Mad Libs white trash.
For sure.
That is a white trash Mad Libs. Iron Maiden in Ohio, white trash enough. Ozfest? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Disgusting. Pretty bad. Mm-hmm. In the Army. Worst. That's white trash garbage.
And it didn't work. You still didn't get kicked out.
I went, well, I did, but not for that. I went AWOL. I drove. I didn't just go to Ohio. I picked up my friend Adam Gleason, who's not, wasn't in the military, in Atlanta. And then we drove to New York.
What?
And I hung out in New York for a little while. And then we went to Maine. I ran a 10K race because I used to run back then.
Wow.
I ran a 10K race. And then we drove all the way from Maine to Ohio and met up with our friend Kenny Levinson. And we all went to Iron Maiden. And then I drove back to Georgia, eagerly awaiting my punishment. I thought I was going to go to jail for a little while, the brig, and then get kicked out. That's what I thought was going to happen.
And you were prepared for it.
And I showed up. I walked to HHQ, which is the headquarters, which I don't remember what the H stands. First H? It's HHQ something headquarters. I don't even know. I say, you know, hey, here I am.
Hey, I'm back.
Ready for my punishment.
Me? Yeah. You all but bent over and showed him your bare ass to get your spanking.
and the captain goes, yeah, I knew you'd be back. And he walks in and closes his door. I knock on his door and I'm like, is everything cool?
What do you want me to do?
And he goes, I got so much to deal with, Voki. I don't even know begin what to do with you. He goes, we had in the week that you were gone, we had two DUIs, two domestic abuse incidences.
Jesus.
And something else happened. I can't remember what. And he goes, so I didn't even report you AWOL because our unit is getting dragged through the mud right now and we didn't need to add extra trouble to it. And I was
holy
like,
shit.
I cannot underachieve enough. I can't.
They're like, it's cute you went to your little concert. Yeah, I got guys beating up bitches over here driving drunk, so.
Yeah, yeah. So they handled it what they call in-house. Mm-hmm. Nothing, no paperwork on it, just fucking extra duty. Mm-hmm. I just had to go mow a giant field with a riding mower, and I was allowed to wear headphones.
Oh, my God. Sounds fun.
I can't underachieve enough. I don't know what to do. There's always somebody worse than you.
Yeah. That's what being in the middle is. Being in the middle means there's still half the people are underneath you, too.
That's true. God. Being a mediocre soldier sucks. I want to be the worst. I wanted to be the worst soldier ever. Who is the worst soldier ever?
I don't know. Like somebody who commits treason, maybe?
Yeah, they might be doing it for the right reasons. Who knows? But, so I try to underachieve. I try to underachieve in relationships.
Yeah?
Whenever I meet a lady, I'm always like, right off the bat, I set the lowest standards where I'm like, just so you know, I'm really bad at texting back.
Yeah. But see, that's also...
communicative.
I mean, that's communicative, and it's proactive, and you're setting them, like, you're letting them know if you don't text back, it's not because you don't care. Whereas, if you were a real dirtbag, you wouldn't say that, and then you wouldn't text them, and then they would be upset and, like, mad and all that stuff.
I know. I try to set really, really low standards so that I can do whatever I want all the time and not be worried about it.
That's still preventative. That's still, like, forward thinking.
And it's just the guy before has like smashed a beer bottle over her face or something. Like it's always
she's oh that's fine.
That's fine. Don't text me back. That's fine. She's got a big S shaped scar on her forehead.
Oh my god.
Fucking Mickey's 40. That's yeah. a smash over the head. She's like, this guy's really nice. And I'm just like, yeah, I'll disappear for a week or two. You won't hear from me. That's just how it is. Just, it's always been that way. That's fine. Thanks for telling me.
Yeah.
Fuck. It's a catch-22, though. I don't want to fight when I do act the way I act.
Right.
But I also don't want to. I don't want to fight, but I also don't want to be relied on.
Yeah, which is half.
I
want to
be reliable.
Fucking, that's half of.
But I'm being
the
reliable by letting them know everything.
Yeah, I'm tired of everybody talking about how hard it is to date. I'm so fear. Like every fucking.
Do people think it's hard to date, or they think it's hard to get a date? What are they saying?
Well, it's every you. I'm certain you've heard it. It's every fucking comedian's premise is dating is so hard.
But when I hear that premise, I shut off. I don't listen. I'd rather hear a Trump joke than a dating is hard joke. And but I don't know what they're talking about because I don't listen. Are they talking about getting dates being hard?
I think it's a lot of it. I've heard a lot of how many meals do I have to buy before a chick I'm allowed to inquire about sex or have sex or get fucked or anything. And then it's also like, these guys suck. Every guy sucks. Guys suck. Dating sucks. Everything sucks. And it's like, especially here, dating in LA is so hard. It's so hard dating. And it's like, it's not, dating isn't hard, period. It's never been hard. It's been around since the fucking 1920s. And the only reason it exists is because chicks found out their pussies were worth more than livestock because that's what they were getting traded for.
Wait, what do you mean it's been around since the 20s? How is it not older than that?
Courtship has been around since, but the dating, the idea of dating where women get to choose who they go on dates on started in the fucking 20s.
Such a bad
flappers
fucking
started
idea.
That. Fucking flappers started that shit. They were smoking
flappers.
Long cigarettes, showing their ankles off like fucking whores.
Ooh,
and then
ankles.
Your little slutty ankles. And then they fucking, because before that, we were just getting passed on from dude to dude like a rare coin collection in a fucking will, like a reproductive baton or something. I don't know.
A reproductive baton.
Yeah, because you got passed off from your dad to your brother to your dad's friend who you ended up having to marry, whatever. Like it was just...
Yeah.
You know, we were just passed off. And then these fucking flapper chicks realized their pussies had a little bit more value than livestock. And then they started going out with dudes that they wanted to and seeing more than one guy at a time and stuff. And,
that's where the
term dating came from, because this dude wrote a fucking article about it in a national magazine that all these guys were now filling up his dates because he felt he was entitled to all of this woman's time. And then he was like, these guys are filling up all these dates. And then the term dating was born. So dating is our friend. Dating is the reason we don't belong to men anymore. So it infuriates me when people complain about it, especially women. Dating is our fucking friend. Plus, not only that, I've never tried to date anyone, and I've been in a ton of fucking relationships and in a ton of non-relationships.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's not hard. It's not hard. It's really not. If it's hard, it's fucking you. I'm so tired of hearing, because these people must be boring. They must be boring.
Well, that's the thing. They have no personality. And so...
So work on that. Stop going on so many Tinder dates and work on yourself and then go try to fucking date.
Here's what I hate about dating is when you date somebody and you have a lot of fun for the first month and then but you realize their secret master plan is to suck you into watching TV with them every night for the rest of your life.
Well,
they put all that effort into like being fun. And that's the thing. I like to. That's why I'm a 33-year-old child.
Right.
Because I like to have fun, and so that doesn't stop for me. I don't pretend to want to have fun to coax somebody into watching Netflix for the rest of my life early. Like,
well, that's the other thing that really pisses me off is because everybody is like, in single people culture, all I ever hear is how I'm looking for a partner in crime, and I'm like, you fucking and have never committed a crime in your pussy ass milk toast vanilla ice cream eating motherfucking life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I already am a criminal, whether there's a partner or not. I'm already committing crimes. It'd just be nice to have a wheel man that could keep his fucking mouth shut. That'd be nice, sure. Like an accomplice? Fuck yeah! You want to go half with me on American Express for $25,000, but you don't fuck anybody else? That sounds amazing to me.
I think you got that guy.
Yeah,
he's a fucking scammer.
I
your dude's a scammer.
Hey, nobody he likes watching Netflix too much. I think he's trying to scam me. I think he tried to fucking suck me into watch TV with him.
Hey, but at least with your guy, if him watching Netflix is him absorbing stuff for a script that I'm writing with him. It's research, darling.
He also does. It all is in the vault. He has an incredible memory. Yeah. I'm not knocking on him. I'm just knocking on the entire
concept. No, I know. I've dated so many girls that, like, I'm catching them in their hunting phase. So they're out at. I meet them at parties or wherever, mm-hmm. and I. But yeah, that's how I am always.
Exactly, dude. Me too. I lived on the road in a permanent state of.
I mean, I'm not fun anymore, but I like. Right. I do like I go out. I don't watch TV all night.
Right.
I go do stuff.
I don't watch TV at all. I have to make myself watch TV just to learn about shit in my own industry.
I just watch.
That's
Frasier.
Work. That's work for me. Right. I'm doing a podcast on Atlanta. I guess I got to watch Atlanta now.
Every
you know
now and
I mean?
Then I get the bug. Peaky Blinders gave me the bug. I watched all of Peaky Blinders in like 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then,
And I've done that too. So when everybody was talked about, when I couldn't get through a conversation with another human being without hearing about Game of Thrones, I binge watched it in two weeks. I watched 68 episodes in 2 weeks. I just didn't do anything. I locked the door. Leave me alone.
Right?
It sucks because it's fucking work.
It's the worst.
And I get it. It's distraction. I get it. It's better than heroin. Sure. Fine.
No, it's not.
Fine. But you're not fucking, you're looking for a partner in crime. You're looking for somebody to buy fucking throw pillows with, you dumb piece of shit. And that's the whole thing, is they don't even watch shit with their significant other. They spend hours looking through shit to watch, and then they never watch anything. It's excruciating.
There's nothing I hate more than being curled up on a couch with somebody watching something. Oh my God. That makes me want to run through the wall.
I like it when I'm when my week of weakness is what I like to call it.
Is that your
my
first week in a relationship?
No. My one week a month.
Oh, yeah.
My
yeah.
one week a month of weakness is when I become abroad for that 1 week.
Uh huh.
That's when it's nice.
Yeah, I don't have that.
Yeah, I know. I'm very jealous of that. You're jealous of how I am on coffee. I'm jealous of the fact that you don't have a week where you have fucking. So many feelings.
I have crippling depression though, and every now and then for a week I can't get out of bed unless you know what I hate. I'll tell you, here's something I hate.
What?
I hate how I can like when I'm in a bad bout of depression, mm-hmm. like I will still get to work. Like work is the least important thing theoretically, ideologically,
sure.
to me, and I only have jobs that are very replaceable. I have entry-level jobs, mm-hmm. but I always make it to work, but I fuck off on all the comedy shit, but that's what I want to be doing. So what is it about
because you're in control of that. You're obligated to something else. So
but I am obligated to comedy, too.
Not really. It's your own, that's because it's personal. If you fail, it's on you, and who gives a fuck? I don't deserve anything good anyways. That's all that cyclical bullshit. I know, but that's that cyclical bullshit, whereas, like, I have to go carry this shit up, like, they're paying me, I have to go do, it's the have to. You don't have to succeed in comedy, you have to show up to work. And I wish we could apply that. It's the whole idea of having a boss.
That's what, when everybody says, you should quit your job, for comedy,
mm-hmm.
that's probably why. Because then you have an obligation. Because you won't have a house.
Right.
That's probably.
Yeah, it's the jump in the pool and figure out how to swim. That's the only reason why I figured it out is I had $2 in my name and I fucking said fuck off and I went on the road and I was like, I guess I got to make it happen because I only have $200. So. Right.
I guess. Well, that kind of proves the other side of how I feel. Like I do appreciate. Having a day job because I can say no to jobs I don't want to do, mm-hmm. and I like resenting loading trucks, and I don't want to resent. I would love comedy.
Well, it's also like you're fueled by that too. You're like, yeah. I want to work on this because I hate this.
Yeah, but I don't. I like the idea because comedy is my favorite thing, and I like keeping it my favorite because every I talk to so many old comedians who are brilliant, and they hate comedy. They hate it.
Well, they also, it's
sucks. It's a job.
Well, it's not just that, but it also sucks to try really hard and have nothing happen. The whole, fucked up mentality that they sold us on, where the you can be anything you want and you can do anything you want. Yeah. And then you try, you actually genuinely give something all you have and nothing happens, because they never tell you it's still a fucking gamble. It's yeah. still a shot in the dark. You still don't know if it's going to happen.
Right.
We don't know if anything's going to happen. I don't even know if anybody's fucking listening to this. I have no idea.
Right.
But hopefully, I'm hoping. Yeah. I'm hoping these bidets clean my asshole. I'm hoping.
Oh, those bidets are going to clean my asshole. For sure. Death, taxes, and a Brondell bidet. Those are the three things you can rely on. Look how good I am, Brondell.
We are so happy about it.
I know. I mean, it's just so nice to be slinging commercials for something I believe in. My asshole, I'm constantly cleaning my asshole.
Why don't you eat a fucking vegetable, man?
I do. I eat salads. But I drink 19 gallons of coffee and I run exclusively off of anxiety. That's a shit juicer. Anxiety is like a shit juicer.
It is. God.
Having anxiety just turns your shit into liquid. Calm people are loafy. You know what I mean? They have a leavener in there. They have like baking soda or something. I don't have that. I'm missing that emotional leavener. My stomach is a shit juicer. It's disgusting. That's why I'm so happy to have Brondell. That's fucking disgusting.
It really is.
Oh, my God. You know what I wrote down on here, and I don't even know if this is funny or worth talking about, but what? I really feel like I need to call myself out on something.
What?
I don't like this about me, where I have certain things I do that are just, in my mind, to make me feel better than other people. And I think everybody has those things.
Sure.
But the two examples I thought of, because I ride the train all the time.
Right.
And to get to the train, there's stairs and escalators. And I will walk up the stairs and I will stare at the escalator people and I will go faster than them. And I want them to see me getting up the stairs faster than their lazy asses.
I've been next to that person.
And I'm just like looking to my right while walking up the stairs, just like, look at me. I'm taking the stairs.
You're still taking the train, you piece of shit. You're not better.
Yeah. Guess what? Car's off the road. I'm on the train. I'm better than you.
Yeah,
even though my non-existent car is not on the road right now because I am better than you. But yeah, no, and you know what else I do is when I go to a grocery store, I bring the shopping cart back to where it's supposed to go instead of just throwing it up on a curb like an animal.
Yeah.
But I look at everybody as I'm pushing the cart back to where it goes. And I'm like, what is wrong with me? Like whenever I'm taking the stairs or putting the shopping cart away, I'm making sure people, hey, look at me. I'm a better person than you. I'm getting some cardio in on my way to work. That's multitasking right there. Physical and mental and financial. Everything lined up together, making me better than you. Also, I'm putting this cart away because I'm not an animal. I don't just throw carts in the middle of the medians to get hit by cars. I'm better than you.
Yeah, you feel better?
Meanwhile, I just stole a bunch of shit from that grocery store. And... And I get on the train using the handicap price. I'm such a piece of shit.
It's all about balance, man. It's a yin and yang.
I paid 35 cents because I used the disability rate to get on the train. And I'm using the disability rate while feeling better about using the stairs.
That's funny.
Do you understand how hypocritical that is?
Yeah. Yeah. That's really funny.
I don't know what I don't like about that. I think it's me.
But I think everybody does something like, I mean, isn't that why rich people donate a bunch of money to charities and shit? Like,
that's
it's
just for tax write-offs,
but it's also to be like, because it's also to be a dick to other rich people. Oh, that's how much you donated? I donated twice that. You know what I mean?
Have you ever seen that still, Curb Your Enthusiasm?
It's all cock measuring. What?
Have you seen the Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry didn't know you could donate anonymously? Have you seen that one?
Oh, no.
So Ted Danson, they're donating to some charity or museum or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting like a, you know how whenever there's donors, they carve their name in the marble wall.
Sure.
For the donor. And it said Larry David, you know, in the whatever the 10,000 to 20,000 donation range.
Uh-huh.
And there's another one that says anonymous. And everybody knows it's Ted Danson.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, I just didn't want the credit. You know, it's not for me. It's for charity. And Larry David's like, I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know you could do anonymous. I would have done anonymous. It's one of the funniest things in the world because it turns the anonymous thing, which is supposed to be not about ego,
but
and
it
it's
is
10
totally
times more ego.
Yeah.
Because Ted Danson himself is starting the rumor that he's the anonymous guy or
right.
letting everybody know secretly.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. God damn. Larry yeah. David. Ugh. What else do I have in this
I'm
list?
I'm trying to think of if I do anything like that. I mean,
you have moments where you're trying to feel better than other people?
Sure. I don't know.
Well, you definitely tell people nightly at this point in your life who their biggest struggle in their life is their fault. I mean, this dating stuff you're talking about.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
I'm lovable. I even say on stage, I go, I've said that on stage. I go, I've been on stage 4.5 minutes. Somebody in this room already loves me. Do you see how easy it is?
That's a line you've already said before talking about dating.
Yeah.
Because you were saying that when we were on the tour.
Yeah, but I took it from the soulmates bit.
Yeah.
And I started putting it in the
somebody
it's fucking,
loves
yeah.
me.
Somebody loves me. It's not hard to be lovable.
Unfortunately, the people who love you are helpless, haggard old road guys.
You don't pick who loves you, man. The fact that somebody does, that's what matters.
The Kenny Smiths of the world. on this list of things I don't like, I have dolphins.
You don't like dolphins?
It's not that I don't like dolphins.
Wait,
I just don't give a shit about dolphins.
Haven't you ever read Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Yeah, I haven't read it, but I saw that's a Mos Def movie.
What?
I saw Mos Def is in that movie. They made
a
movie out of it, right?
I never saw the movie.
There's a number,
there's
right?
There's four books, and in the fourth book, the theory that dolphins are aliens and they're just visiting, hanging out with us.
There's an actual evolutionary theory that some scientists, not just crazy people on the internet,
mm-hmm.
believe that dolphins and humans come from...
We're also two of the only species that fuck for fun.
Yeah, yeah, but there's also a theory that we evolved from the same puddle of shit, and that because dolphins are mammals as well, they breathe air, but at that point where humans split off and went to land, dolphins stayed in the water, but are from the same, like at some point way back from the same link in the evolutionary chain. There are people who believe that. I don't know anything about that, but I do know that people think we're a distant split off from each other.
So why do you hate dolphins so
it's
much?
It's not that
they're
I hate dolphins.
They're majestic as fuck. Have you ever seen them like on a boat?
Yes.
And then the spray comes off. They love like swimming with the boat. They're fucking cool. As far as animals go, they're cool.
Care less.
Why are you hating on dolphins?
It's not that I hate dolphins. It's that I'm spoiled. I've lived in the most beautiful places on earth for so long now. Like, I've been a lot of places, and the Bay Area is one of the most beautiful places in the world. I've been spoiled with views. I've seen whales, dolphins, all that shit for so long that the other day I was down at the beach in Malibu. I was in Zuma. I was working an event,
mm-hmm.
and there was a whole, what is it, a pod? Pods of dolphins?
Yeah, the pods.
There was a whole pod of dolphins just playing with each other, just like. Goofing off and shit.
Oh, that's
and
so cool.
And the whole
cool.
time, I'm looking at the dolphins and I'm just so frustrated because there's a boxing match I want to watch that I can't get up on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady's like, look at the dolphins. And I look up and I'm like, ugh, I don't care. I've been living around dolphins and beautiful views and cliffs and bridges and rolling hills and ocean.
Oh, poor Brian.
It's not poor me.
I'm so
it just
sorry.
Doesn't
You've
do anything for me.
You've been surrounded by beauty your whole life.
Not my whole
what
life.
What a dumb bitch. I can't believe she's appreciating her surroundings that you've been spoiled with.
I
Shut
just
up.
Could, I
it's
could
you.
Care less. I,
that's fine.
But then it was so funny to sit there and be like, I'm at Zuma Beach right now and I'm watching a boxing match while a pod of dolphins play. And it was just like, I could imagine some old guy walking by and being like, people just don't want to experience life anymore. And it's like, well, fuck you. I've already experienced dolphins. Vasyl Lomachenko, this is my first time watching a live Vasyl Lomachenko fight. I've been watching his highlights for years. This is my wild dolphin.
So why do you have to justify yourself if you don't care so much?
I just am sick of views. I don't care. They don't do anything for me anymore. I don't know what I like looking at anymore. You know when you like I remember this has been going on for years. There was a huge eclipse. I remember we all got on my friend's roof in Oakland and we're standing there and the eclipse is moving in. It's one of the ones you can look at.
Uh-huh.
So I guess the moon is in
a lunar eclipse.
You can look at.
Yeah,
and it's halfway through and everybody's like, wow. And I'm standing there and I'm just like, is this supposed to do something for me? I don't feel anything. And everybody's like, I feel like an alien because I'm not moved by it. And there's just so many times where I'm standing out on a
vista
point. It's
cool just because it's rare, dude. Like, I mean, nothing happened to me. Like, I didn't come. I didn't fucking, you know what I mean? I didn't feel a spiritual. I mean, it's the same thing like when people thrash around on the ground when they get touched by Jesus or whatever the whole thing is, the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. I've been in tons of churches. This shit's never happened to me. It looked kind of like bullshit. Right. But at the same time, it's like if that's what gets people through their day or makes them feel that joy, if that's the thing that, if that's their pushing the fucking cart all the way to the thing. I got to see the fucking lunar eclipse. You didn't get to. I'm better than you. Like, that's the thing that makes them feel. I get to saw. Not everybody gets to see fucking dolphins play in the ocean.
They're not feeling better than people because it's nine people feeling one way and one person not feeling that way. You know? So they're participating together, having a great time, enjoying this eclipse. And I'm just staring at it. Like, I'm like squinting. I'm like pushing for some reason, like tensing my mind. Like, how do I feel? I'm just like staring at it, like, feel something. Feel something. I'm going to go watch basketball. I'll feel something when I see the Celtics. I don't know. It just doesn't do anything for me. I have been.
But you feel something when you watch the Celtics.
Yeah. I have seen.
That's your Dolphins.
I've seen some. I'll tell you this. The first time I saw Redwood, knocked my dick in the dirt.
Yeah.
Couldn't believe it.
Yeah, because we're fucking tiny, and they're huge fucking trees that are older than all of us. They're still majestic things. I mean, a lot of those things, like, I had eight mushrooms. I mean, I saw it still was cool, but then I ate mushrooms, and man, it was way cooler. It was way cooler.
What, eating mushrooms around redwoods?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Sequoia National Forest.
I've never done mushrooms in nature. Isn't that crazy?
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That's the only place to do mushrooms.
I used to be like alone in my bedroom and freak out and trash my room. One time I ate a bunch of mushrooms in my room and then crawled in between the box spring and the mattress and just laid there like a sandwich.
What was the logic in that?
I just wanted to feel the pressure all around my body.
Oh, of the mattress on top of you?
While listening to this band Hickey. It was fantastic.
See, you do mushrooms like drugs. I
haven't done mushrooms in a long time. I did some mushrooms, dark web knockoff mushrooms a year ago.
And then like my eyes tear and I smile for 6 hours straight. And I look at where the ocean meets the... Oh, I was good. That was almost said a Rod Stewart lyric on accident. But where the horizon... Because I would do it on the beach where the sun... And I'm like, oh, we're all part of this... I would have these really like super hippie thoughts and it would just feel good. It would feel okay that I was alive. Like I'm part of this experience.
Feeling okay about life is just a shitty distraction. Let's get to the gripe of the week.
we got a bunch of them. So let's, guys,
as you know, we have a recurring segment where we call out on Facebook for people to, we request that you give us what's been bothering you this week. And then we pick one we like. There's nothing you win. How about this one? If you win Gripe of the Week, you can come take a shit at Carmen's house and use her new
bidet. Why is it got to be mine?
Because
dick.
Because I'm busy. you can come to Carmen's house and clean her asshole in her new bidet.
We get Gripe of the Weeks for this week. First, we have Dave Yates. The race on social media to write hack tragedy jokes.
How about fuck Anthony Bourdain? How's that for a hack tragedy
Whoa.
Joke? I'm so sick.
What?
I'm so sick of people having emotional outbursts about celebrities they've never met. And like how...
Why are you acting like... Because they got inspired. You've never been inspired by an NFL player or a Celtics player.
Of course I have. But I really think... I sent a tweet about this out a long time ago and it got more likes than I expected because I think I touched on something. Mm-hmm. Where it was like, oh, thank God a celebrity died. That takes care of my morning content. I could just write some shit out. And I really, it's just like people need shit to say. And so they like over dramatize how they feel about some celebrity dying. I don't give a fuck about Anthony Bourdain.
Or they fucking over, they go the other way and they try to dissociate so much like emotion with the dead that they try to make the dumbest fucking jokes I've ever seen. They're awful jokes, too. I mean, that's the other side of it. And it's both annoying.
I'd rather hear a disrespectful bad joke than an annoying, honest,
overly
emotional
post. But that's
because
you have a problem with emotions. You can't even enjoy a fucking eclipse. So if somebody is affected by death. Why?
I don't give a shit about him. I don't give a shit. I could care less.
That's fine, but some people do give a shit, and it's okay that they do. But I do know what you're talking about. Anytime there's a school shooting, there's always a fucking barrage of awful jokes about it. Or anytime somebody dies, there's always so many, like, it's the, I think it's Twitter. It's Twitter's fault because everybody's rushing to have the, like, to get the most jokes and get it in as fast. But they're not, they're never really well thought out.
I agree with what Dave is saying, but I am more annoyed by, I'm less annoyed by the jokes and more annoyed by the emotional outpours. So
I mean, when Phyllis Diller died, I said I was bummed out. Well, I mean, I didn't write a long egregious post, but I was like, she was the first bad bitch that really like inspired me to do something that there wasn't a lot of chicks doing, you know?
Sure.
And there's nothing wrong. I don't think there's anything wrong with sharing something like that.
I just don't believe that. How could the, like, if you compiled,
I mean, I wasn't crying about it, but it's like, oh, bummer. How could
all these people have this much, like, the one that really blew my mind, and I'm pretty sure we talked about this on the podcast, was when the dude from Linkin Park died, killing himself. How do you have emotional attachments to Chester from Linkin Park? That is the worst band ever. I wish the whole band killed themselves before they ever wrote a song. They're garbage. Fuck Linkin Park. Fuck Soundgarden. Soundgarden is just shitty Led Zeppelin in a flannel fucking shirt.
Wow.
Fuck, I'm glad he's dead too. Fuck these people. They don't contribute shit. I don't care. A beautiful soul hung himself the same moment Anthony Bourdain hung himself, and he'll never get attention because he wasn't fucking famous. I don't give a fuck about celebrities. I don't. I hate them. I don't care when they die.
Do you want people to care when you die?
I'll be dead. It doesn't matter. You could fuck my dead body. I don't give a shit. Cut off my arm and then fuck my femur. Or the femur's not even in the arm. I don't give a shit. I don't care what happens. But I do care. Certain celebrities do affect me more than others. But Linkin Park and Soundgarden, what the fuck? You boring mainstream pieces of shit.
But that was the thing. They affected a lot. They were mainstream, so they affected a lot more people. I'm sorry you're being a hipster about dead
people. It's not about being a hipster, but imagine being the kind of person who's moved by a Linkin Park song. Get out of here. There's nothing
I liked it in high school. It was fun teenage angsty stuff.
Oh, God.
It was fine.
Is that the band with the guitar player wore the wireless headphones?
What?
I think the guitar, look it up. I'm pretty sure that guitar player wore headphones.
I don't even know what that means. I don't know how that's significant on whether somebody should be emotionally affected by somebody's death. Yeah. You don't get to pick. You don't get to pick, man.
I get to do whatever I
didn't
want.
I'm saying you don't get to pick who affects you when they die. Mm. Like, I didn't know I was going to be as bummed out when Robin Williams died, but I was. I was because he was a big part of my life. Whether he wanted to or not, it wasn't like I wasn't like, oh man, I can't wait till he dies. I'm going to be so upset. Like, it wasn't like that, it was just like, God damn it, man. I don't want him to stop making stuff that makes me feel stuff.
I don't know. Maybe it's because I've lost so many goddamn people I actually knew and care about.
Yeah.
Like, losing a celebrity is nothing to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but it doesn't bother me. But make all the bad jokes you want about him. I don't care. Just don't be so goddamn emotional.
Well, write a good joke. That's the other thing too. Is they're all shitty jokes, most of them. There's usually like one or two that are good, and like, oh, that's funny, and then the rest of them are like, ugh, come on, it's like an open mic online. Joseph John's gripe of the week was my gripe of the week is Brian is giving Brian Vokey like 5 minutes of material and not winning gripe of the week. That's a really passive aggressive.
Who said that?
Joseph John. He was the one that had the parking lot thing.
Is he the Cro-Mags guy? John Joseph, Cro-Mag, Meat is for Pussies. Yeah. Wait, what did I? What was the material he gave me? Please, I need it. What was the 5 minutes of?
Obviously,
material?
You didn't give him material because he doesn't remember it at all. so it wasn't a material, Joseph. You're gonna have.
That's
to bring
a funny post, though.
I know that is funny. It's very passive aggressive. That's his style, like, though. Ryan Mazza's gripe of the week is almost getting hit by a texting driver while on my motorcycle. You chose to ride a motorcycle, man. I text and drive all the goddamn time. I think it's fine.
Carmen is the scariest driver I've ever been in the passenger seat.
I do always watch out for motorcycles, though. I do always give them a lot of room.
I don't. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
There's no way you can just drift willy-nilly between lanes like you do and know there's no motorcyclist there. You're going to hit a motorcyclist today. I'm with you about that gripe of the week, but I mean, that's also like saying, like, I hate when people punch me in the back of the head.
I hate when people kill babies. It's not cool.
Yeah, Carmen's against abortion. You heard it here first.
No, I'm kidding me? I'm so on board, I've paid for one. Let's see. Give me your... Here we go. Maddie Stocks. Grape of the week is... I have the breakup shits. I didn't know the breakup could give you the shits. That's pretty impressive.
Yes, it can.
Well, you're in a permanent state of shits.
But like shades of shits.
The breakup... I don't remember ever getting the shits from having a breakup.
The breakup shits do suck. That's a good gripe.
Let's see. Tony Rodriguez said, I'm tired of ungrateful people. I wish we could be more specific.
He feels
Mary
a little
Grace
scorned.
Mary Grace Moser said, fuck sociopaths. And then somebody commented.
Tough stance.
I know. And then somebody said, says someone that is probably a sociopath. And then, let's see, Shaw Smith.
Also, can we just have a lesson as a society what a sociopath is? Because we throw that. Sociopath, autistic, are two really.
Yeah, I think people just know like vaguely what nobody it is, knows but nobody what it means. Really knows the definition of it.
Just because somebody doesn't feel anything about you doesn't mean they don't feel anything. Maybe you just don't incite any emotion. Maybe you're boring.
Maybe you're just a pod of dolphins and somebody wants to watch a boxing match.
Yeah.
See, Shaw Smith. Yesterday, I had such a bad traveling experience that when we hit turbulence on the plane, I crossed my fingers and prayed we actually crashed.
Oh, I've been there, dog. I've been there on a good day.
And he said, and also a bird shit on my head today.
That's supposed to be good luck, you know, and it is good luck.
It is good luck if a bird shits on
Have you. I talked about that on the podcast? One time I was dating this psycho and she was going in on me.
Like nagging at you?
Just yelling at me about just being me. Just like, just having a job.
You don't text me enough, even though
she literally got mad at me. She said, because I was a preschool teacher, I got all that love and attention from those kids and all it did was fill my ego.
What?
She's a psycho.
What the fuck kind of... What? How does that logic work out?
Have you ever been called selfish for teaching? But anyway... she was nagging at me and a bird shit on me and she just started laughing and it ended the fight. And I was like, this is good luck. This is absolutely good luck.
Lydia, grape of the week is sunny pool day weather all day until I get home from work. And then it's nonstop torrential rain. She's in Florida and mosquito bites. Am I allowed to give more than one grape? I mean, that does suck. But I mean, you got a pool, Lydia. It's really hard for me to feel bad for you right now. Christopher Olson is zero return emails of my avails. Come on, grow up. Everything's going to be okay. Max.
I like the pool one so far. I think we should be promoting more petty gripes.
Yeah.
Because it's more, it's like, I hate genocide. And it's like, well, no shit.
Yeah. But I don't like
sociopaths. Let's hear about mosquito bites ruining your pool experience. That's more, because that's really what bothers us.
Right.
At the end of the day, things. I'm more worried about a mosquito bite than I am a genocide in Myanmar. I am. I know
you're personally affected by it.
Yeah, the Muslims are getting slaughtered by Buddhists in Burma. But I'm more worried about the spider in the corner of my wall. I don't belittle your struggle there, lady.
Max Doyle is his gripe of the week is restaurants not having actual butter and also aioli. Why the fuck does everything have to be mayo based? Oh, I totally get that. There is an aioli on everything now.
I like mayonnaise a lot.
I do too. I'm a big fan of the aioli, but if you don't like it, it is everywhere. Yeah. You're drowning in it. Khaled Hussein, his gripe of the week is people saying they wish Guy Fieri had killed himself instead are really, people that said they wish Guy Fieri had killed himself instead of Anthony Bourdain are really
pissed. Yeah, they don't
off.
Know either of them.
I know, they don't.
And also, if Guy Fieri killed himself, we would have never had, hey, now you're an all-star.
It's a different guy.
Oh.
Patrick Passavine.
Way better than Linkin Park, whatever band that is.
Patrick Passavine said, these goddamn kids on my lawn. I think he's joking.
I do agree with the Guy Fieri thing, though.
Yeah, that is pretty fucking annoying. Like saying one person's life matters more because of you personally like their art better. Because
he was a better writer?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yourself. Also, the people who are better at their art are usually worse people. Guy Fieri is probably a super nice guy.
He is.
You've met him?
I know a couple of people that have met him, and they said he was great. He was a great, sweet guy.
That's some hipster shit.
Yeah.
Hating Linkin Park is not hipster shit. Hating Guy Fieri is hipster shit.
No. I was saying is like you only it's only a cool when an underground band dies, and then it's like. But if somebody mainstream dies, fuck them. They sucked. They were mainstream. Who cares?
Oh, Anthony Bourdain.
Oh, Adam Heath Evitable's gripe of the week is people's hot takes on suicide that are grossly uninformed and extremely harmful.
What do you mean by extremely? How could somebody's Facebook post be extremely harmful? You sound oversensitive. That's so stupid. Like, I just hate that people are like, who cares if somebody has the wrong take? Why does everybody have to be goddamn right?
Because it feels good, Brian.
I went to school.
Whatever. That's the only way you can come studies. Is somebody telling you you're right. You fucking love being right.
I'm never right.
Friend of the podcast, Mr. Mike Baldwin's gripe of the week is when I order a coffee from Starbucks and they say, quote, would you like any room for cream? Unquote. There isn't a universal amount of room they give you. Sometimes it's 1 centimeter. Sometimes it's 3 inches. They put three
That's
lines.
That's on you, dog. You got to say 2 fingers. That's what you say.
They should put lines on the outside of the cup so I can say fill it up to the second line. They do have lines, Mike. You just got to be more specific.
Also, how about you say leave 1 inch, leave 2 inches, leave 2 fingers.
You gotta tell them. You gotta tell them what you want because there isn't universal. So you have to be specific about what you want.
Basically, Mike, your complaint is that you're mad a barista doesn't read your mind. I'm so sick of these baristas not knowing exactly what I want.
This goes back to what we said.
I realize we just trashed every gripe of the week.
I know.
And gave nobody a good answer. This segment is not going to last if this is all we do.
We bust everybody's balls and tell them it's fine. You're fine.
Off. I love that we run a podcast called No Sir, I Don't Like It, strictly based on complaints. And then we're like, why are these people complaining about this?
What's wrong with them?
Gripe of the week goes to Mosquito Pool Lady in my book.
Lydia Columbia, you got gripe of the week, baby. Guys, thanks so much for listening to us. Email us if you want, nosirpod@gmail.com. Tweet at us @nosirpod. Follow us on all the assorted social media @nosirpod. Give us a little review on the iTunes if you want to.
Also, I enjoy you guys calling me out all the time, but just so you know, I am aware that my opinions change daily.
Oh, they change within the podcast. What are you kidding me?
Finding hypocrisy in me in this podcast is like finding a palm tree in Malibu.
It's finding hay in a haystack. Yeah. There's an abundance of it to choose from.
It's fine. So, if you want to keep playing gotcha, you can. But just so you know, you're not a fucking detective. I don't mind it. It makes me laugh every time. But and I won't remember saying this.
Nope.
So if you reference
can call him out for this later, too. It'll be fun. Guys, thanks so much for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
What the fuck is the fucking matter? Like a stupid one.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't